The U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace in more than 2 years in the first 3 months of 2002. New figures out today from the Commerce Department show that the gross domestic product, the broadest measure of the economy's health, expanded at an annual rate of 5.8%. That is faster than expected, and evidence that the recession that began in March of 2001 is over.
Despite the signs that the U.S. economy is regaining its health, The Economist magazine declares that the U.S. dollar is more overvalued now than at any time in the past 16 years. The magazine bases its view on its Big Mac Index, which measures the price in dollars of a McDonald's Big Mac in 120 countries around the world. Joining us from London to talk about the implications of this year's Big Mac Index is Pam Woodall of The Economist. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Ms. Woodall, first of all, tell us about the basic theory behind the Big Mac Index. Why does The Economist take this measurement each year?
Well, we dreamt up this idea as a lighthearted way to explain whether currencies are under or overvalued. It's actually based on a popular theory in economics called purchasing power parity, which, putting it simply, basically is the notion that a dollar should buy the same amount in every country around the world. So what we do is we look at the price of a Big Mac in lots of countries around the world, and then we work out from that what would be that rate that would make hamburgers everywhere cost the same. By comparing that rate with actual market exchange rates, it gives some sort of guide as to whether a currency is under or overvalued.
So which countries' currencies are most undervalued and most overvalued according to this year's Big Mac Index?
Well, maybe not surprisingly, the cheapest, i.e. the country with the most undervalued currency, is Argentina. A Big Mac at the moment costs only 78 cents. Now, at the other extreme, in Switzerland, a Big Mac costs as much as $3.81. So this suggests that Switzerland has the most overvalued currency.
But couldn't you just argue that the Big Mac is cheaper in Argentina because there's a big supply of beef, so the meat is cheaper, wages are less in Argentina, rent is cheaper in Argentina, and that accounts for the difference in prices?
Well, what's curious, though, is exactly a year ago, the Argentinian peso was spot on, i.e. hamburgers didn't look cheap there.
Because they had a one-for-one exchange rate
mandated
by the government, right?
So the price of a Big Mac in Argentina was exactly the same as the average price in the United States. You know, if you were to look at this from a purist economic point of view, there are lots of reasons why the Big Mac is maybe a flawed measure to use. I mean, it's true that you can't trade hamburgers across borders, which this whole theory assumes. And there are lots of reasons why prices might be distorted, say, by big differences in rents in different countries.
Right.
So I think, you know, we must just treat this as a bit of fun. But for all the criticism that we get, it has actually, over long periods of time, been quite a good predictor. It's not very good at predicting where currencies are going next year, but it's quite good at predicting where a currency might be 5 years down the road.
Actually, the situation of the euro, the new European currency, is a good example of this, right?
Yes, this is our biggest triumph in the history of the Big Mac Index. When the euro was launched at the beginning of 1999, absolutely every economist was predicting that the euro would rise against the dollar. Now, at the time, the Big Mac Index suggested that the euro was already quite overvalued. The index was actually signaling that the euro would fall, and that is what happened. The euro fell. If more investors had believed in our index, they'd be a lot richer today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Pam Woodall of the magazine The Economist joined us from London.